Hello, I apologize for the sounds of the rain. What can I do about it? Absolutely nothing. I would like to stress the point about smart people being smart in everything. I've collected quite a few responses from my friends. They basically agree with me, but they narrowed down my point to analytical faculties of a brain. They agree, they notice that analytically sharp minds tend to be sharp in all tasks that require analytic thinking. So if you are educated in chemistry, you can solve problems in physics and vice versa. But I need to stress that smart is not limited to your analytic faculties. It extends to absolutely everything. It extends to the taste, it extends to your aesthetics, it extends to your how you care about yourself, how you care about your body. Smart people are never fat because they are disgusted by ugliness. They have better self-control, so they don't overeat themselves. And they have a strong motivation not to overeat themselves because being fat is ugly, and smart people are more strongly repulsed by ugliness than normal people, let alone stupid people. Smart people rarely ugly, because if you are born ugly and you are smart, eventually you develop some strategy to hide your ugliness. You cannot meet in the wild an apparently ugly person who is at the same time smart. But even people born beautiful degrade into ugliness over time if they are stupid. They don't take enough care about their bodies. That's my point, because I would like to connect it later with your emotional intellect. So I need to stress it once again, because I see that you treat smart as only the feature of your analytical brain. But no, it's a feature of your entire brain. It's like your brain has more energy, and both your reptilian brain and neocortex, not only analytical. When it is smart, when your brain is smart, it is not only universal in your analytic skills that you can apply in different branches of science. It is also applicable to your day-to-day life. Example: a young boy brought a boombox to the workplace because, well, they were engaged in some heavy physical labor, and they considered it a little bit easier to listen to something. But they were listening to folk music, and you know, Serbian folk music is horrible. I thought Russian folk music is the lowest of the lowest, but no, I was wrong. Oh boy, I was so wrong. Serbian folk music is not even music, it's goat bleating. So they listened to it for an hour, well, maybe 10 minutes, but it feels to me like an hour. And then he's trying to talk over this loud music. He asked me, "How do you like it? How do you like it?" Obviously, he enjoyed his new boombox. I said, "It's pure crap." And his colleagues screamed at him, "What did he say? What did he say?" And he screamed at them back, "He said it's pure crap." And they were confused as to why? Why did he say that? Is it even possible to give such a characteristic to our beautiful folk music? And then this young boy, all people are normal people. And this young boy, he replied, "Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. He's not proficient in the language in order to understand the lyrics." And this explanation satisfied everybody. What was outrageous for them became explained, and everybody was content with this explanation. They never attributed any aesthetic value to the sound itself. So the normal brain seems to not care at all about the aesthetic value of this sound. It has some cultural value for them, but aesthetics, who cares? When I hear goat bleating, I don't care about the content of the lyrics, because aesthetic value for me is much more important than cultural value. And for normal people, it is the opposite. They identify with this tune somehow, but the quality of this tune, they are simply incapable to judge the aesthetic quality of this tune. And this is the property of a normal mind. Only a smart person can judge aesthetic value of a tune. Feel free to accuse me of projection, but I'm pretty sure that other smart people are the same, that a smart person cannot enjoy goat bleating. I don't know, I cannot give you a proof, but I hope that you understand my conviction and share it. Smart people don't eat shit. Smart people feed themselves much better. Normal people and stupid people seem to wear off their bodies much earlier than smart people do. They drink too much, they eat shit, they don't know how to use medications correctly. And it's not even that they don't know, it is more like they don't care enough to feed themselves properly and to medicate themselves properly. My peers, half of them already dead, and another half is having brain strokes. I couldn't imagine that. It still does not fit into my head how you can be in such a poor health while being born much stronger than myself, much healthier. People who were born orders of magnitude healthier than myself are already dead. Thus, in my opinion, being smart makes a very practical, tangible difference. And this difference does not pertain to your analytic skills. It is buried very deep somewhere in your emotional sphere. It regulates all aspects of your life and regulates very subtly.